We've heard a lot of stories about the decaying of Detroit, but Daniel Carlisle wants people to know the effect on animals, in particular, stray dogs, and it's made for an interesting second career. Daniel, or as he's known, Hush, is a hip-hop artist. He had some success with his 2005 album Bulletproof, which featured the song Hush Is Coming, recorded with Nate Dogg and Eminem. Anyway, a few years back, Hush and his friend, television producer Monica Martino, began noticing the huge number of stray dogs around Detroit. They started to film a reality show, but they say the city's film office refused a permit, saying there were enough negative portrayals of Detroit. So instead, Hush put the footage on YouTube, where producers at NBC's Nightly News saw it and did a story in 2011. Donations poured in, making Detroit Dog Rescue a full-fledged nonprofit with a mission to create a no-kill animal shelter, a reality rather than a reality show. So, how's it going? Daniel Hush Carlisle joins us from the Detroit Dog Rescue offices. Hush, welcome.
Thank you.
Paint a picture for us. I mean, you drove around, you know, because I can imagine people thinking, well, what's one or two stray dogs?
One or two is something you might find on one block, you know, in 135 square miles of Detroit that you can't see how many dogs there are because they're, you know, we have 70,000 abandoned buildings.
You see them on highway ramps. A Rolling Stone reporter writes a friend was chased by a pack while bicycling. Last April, Detroit's postmaster filed a complaint of 59 stray dog attacks on postal workers. New York City, which has 11 times the population of Detroit, had 10 attacks in the same year. So, you know, it almost feels like a third world country.
I've heard, you know, reporters say that when you drive through the city and the neighborhood, that it looks almost similar to the devastation that Hurricane Katrina caused in New Orleans. But here we have a problem, and that problem is homeless dogs that have basically been domesticated at one time or another that are being basically put out on the street by families because they have to choose. And that choice is not to feed their animals because they are barely feeding themselves. You know, these dogs use Detroit city streets. They use Detroit alleys. They use the railroad system for highways to get from one side of town to the other.
You describe a house, for instance, completely taken over by dogs on every floor.
Absolutely. And, you know, you walk in and they're either upstairs hiding in the attic, cornered inside, you know, a cubby hole where there's blankets or pillows or clothes. And, you know, these dogs find comfort in that. You know, they find a way to stay hidden and be away from, you know, humans.
So you and Monica Martino, again, you would hope to make this a reality show. Didn't fly. So you made a YouTube video. You asked people to donate to something called Detroit Dog Rescue. You're now suddenly going to be a dog rescue group, and you get a donation of what?
December, we received a donation of $1.5 million.
Yeah, suddenly you are a dog rescue league. Who did that money come from?
It came from an angel investor who wished to remain anonymous.
And you're one of the people that, you know, you still go out and get the dogs.
Absolutely. It's a continuing effort. It's something that we have to do. Most of my crew are not from Detroit. I was born and raised, and I think it's important to, you know, to give back to my community. I always have. This is a city that can be fixed, and this is one problem that we can tackle and go after. And I know we can find a solution for that.
But you're not trained. You know, some of these dogs could be dangerous. How do you go about just approaching a stray, afraid or angry or starving dog?
You know what? Quite honestly, it's common sense. Most of these dogs that we find that are stray have been domesticated. You know, they're not feral. They're looking for love. You know, they don't have that owner anymore who's giving them love or giving them shelter or giving them food.
Yeah.
There are dogs that are feral out there in the streets. And, you know, we approach those dogs with caution. Department of Agriculture suggested that we take courses to become animal control officers. We have about 75 hours a piece in certification. You know, I never claimed to be a dog catcher, and I still don't. You know, this is something that we learn every day. We've only been running this a year. We learn as we go, and it's not hard.
Well, you've caused a little bit of a you know, ruffling of feathers in the dog animal rescue community there in Detroit. Tom McPhee, director of another nonprofit, they work with the Michigan Humane Society. They say, you know, it's wonderful what you're doing, but it's marketing.
Let me stop you.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, okay? We are doing what no organization has done to this point. We have made awareness to the problem and to the solution. And instead of, you know, embracing us, they'd rather pick directly at us as people. This is not about people or organizations. This is about raising awareness about a homeless situation that and a solution. And that's what we are doing.
Well, your supporters say you are exposing that some of the other rescue organizations in the area use euthanasia pretty heavily. And we remember last summer, two officials at the Michigan Humane Society resigned in protest.
Absolutely.
Over the group's euthanasia policy. So there's that rift. But do we understand that you're committed to not putting down dogs unless you absolutely have to?
Let me put it to you this way. A year and 2 months into doing what we're doing, we've put down one dog.
How many have you rescued?
Close to 200. That number and that statistic alone shows you what my organization is doing. We only put the one dog down because it was over-aggressive and it was a feral dog since birth. The dog tried to bite a child. And that right there is room enough for me to say, this dog is a problem, and he's going to continue to be a problem, because we worked with him for months, and we could not make it work.
So, Hush, how do your friends feel about this?
Everybody around us enjoys it. And let me tell you, everybody on my staff, they're all my friends. People have told me that my, you know, kids saying, you know, your advice is very helpful. It's inspiring. It taught me to believe in what I want, you know, and don't do something, you know, that I don't want to.
Well, keep it up.
Thank you.
You got a big job. Some estimates say there's between 20 and 50,000 strays in Detroit. That's amazing.
It's hard to put a pin on that number because no one can ever do a census on the homeless dogs. But on any given day, if you get out there and you talk to the community, then you'll know that there is a problem and, you know, you can help, you know, become a part of the solution.
Hush, Detroit rapper and founder of Detroit Dog Rescue. You can learn more at hereandnow.org. Hush, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
By the way, tough time for dogs and everyone with this heat wave. Philly was at 93 before noon. Boston may break a record. You know the drill. Kids and dogs, keep them out of cars. And maybe everyone go for a swim like we did this week. We'll have a story down the road and post pictures at facebook.com/hereandnowradio where you can post your favorite secret swimming hole. We promise we won't tell anyone and we won't go there much. Back in a minute, here and now.